And in studio, we have 17-year-old gold medalist Luke Davids. He won the Youth Olympic Games in Argentina. Good morning, Luke, and how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm all good. Can't complain on yourself.
No, I'm good, man. You know, no, when they sent me your information, and then I actually went to go and search you, and then I found out that we played rugby on the same day.
Yeah.
You said, yeah, so we actually trialed for the province team. And look at him, you see how he's going on. Just when he hear rugby, and then he's like,
oh, I'm an absolute fanatic about rugby. I love
he's lying,
rugby.
Can't hear the sarcasm. Yeah, so Luke, could you please tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Luke David, 17 years old, a Pero High student. My passion is athletics. My aim in the future is to make a living out of my athletics. I love playing games, and a funny thing about me is I like 50 cent chips.
50 cent chips? Which ones?
Cracker snack.
Cracker snack barbecue. So how did you find out about your amazing speed, or where did it come from?
It all started when I was in primary school, grade R at Pero West Primary. I used to play rugby for the school, and then one of the older teachers on the school saw that I was quick with the ball. And then he told me, look here, I want you to, there's a competition coming up the next week. I'll give you KFC if you run this. So I was literally bribed with KFC.
Yo, the street was two,
and then I took the competition, and then I won, and then that's what all became
was
for
it
me.
Because you wanted to run, or did you want the KFC?
I wanted the KFC.
So now we know, guys, hey, just have to buy the man KFC. Yeah, and how did you find out about the Olympics?
One of my friends in Gauteng, Lindu Kusli Kora, he posted it on his status. So I was like, what is this? And then he told me, it's the Youth Olympic Games and stuff like that. And so I was like, are you planning on going? So he's like, of course. So I was like,
yeah.
So I didn't know you get Olympics under 18 Youth Olympics. So I was like, I also want to go. So I was like, what do you have to do? It's like, nah, I have to win this, you have to win this. So I was like, okay, I'm going to train hard and I'm going to win this and stuff like that. And then we were talking about our future plans and stuff like that. You see.
Oh, yeah. And obviously you didn't have a problem with that, because I remember that day at City Park, you like literally ran around our whole team and we couldn't touch you. I mean, you scored a try out of your 22. That's not fair. Yeah, so did you ever dream of being a 100-meter champ?
I dreamed about it, but I was thinking of future. Like when I'm a senior and I'm older, like my 20s, I didn't expect it to happen now.
Yeah.
So now that it happened now, I'm still trying to get over the feeling. It's a great feeling.
Definitely.
But I'm still trying to adapt to it. I'm not used to it yet.
And also 10.15 seconds. Wow, that is an amazing time. I mean, if I go to Kilani and then I see the cars running 10 seconds on a quarter mile, and yeah, you running 10 seconds in 100 meters, damn. So could you please tell us like a little bit more about this? How did that 10 seconds make you feel?
I don't know how it made me feel, because after the false start in the final,
yeah.
I basically missed in the athlete's mental game. It messed him up here, and I was like trying to tell myself, no boy, you can't crack, you have to stay focused. And when the gun went off, I tried to execute my race properly, and then when I came out of my driveways and I pushed, and 20 meters before the race I started celebrating, because I was like, yo, finally, this is my dream come true.
Yeah.
I've been training all year for this moment, and
definitely.
Everything just boomed, it worked out. And yeah, and then when I saw the time, I was like, whoa, what, 10.15? I still can't believe.
Is that your personal best?
No, unfortunately the wind was illegal, the wind speed was illegal. It went over the maximum limit that the wind was supposed to go to. So my personal best is a 10.31.
10.31. It's still a 10 seconds. So why are you worried? I mean, I'll be proud of myself if I could run a 10 seconds. I would be so boastful. I'd have told the people, come, bring your car. Come, let's go race. Yeah, so what are some of the challenges that you face while training for a sprint or so?
One of the biggest challenges is the weather. Like, It was our off season, you see, here in South Africa. Yeah. We didn't have like races to keep a race fit and stuff like that. So, and the weather as well, it plays a big role because you can't go full out because you want to try to prevent injury.
Yeah,
so it's a 50-50 thing. And then another thing is staying healthy was also a tough thing to do. Because
you can't eat anything.
You can't, you need to
you must
be.
Must look away from that KFC. Yeah, and who is your biggest inspiration?
I won't say inspiration, but the person I want to be like is Usain Bolt, because yeah. The way he handles himself before a race, his confidence.
Definitely.
I never saw him crack before a race, and he's always confident, and his mental strength is up there. So I would like to have that of him.
Yeah, cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah.
So you say it's the moment before the run when you're standing on the line with you when you get the nerves hit you, or is it like the day before or so?
You're 100% right. It's when you're standing on the line. That's when you have to tell yourself. That's when you have to tell yourself, boy, this is yours to lose.
Yeah,
you're gonna win or you're gonna lose. You know,
that's
where you motivate yourself the most. Not when you're warming up for the day before on that line.
So that's your moment.
Yes.
Eh? Yeah. So, tell the listeners, what position did you play in rugby, and where did your love for rugby come?
I didn't have a love for rugby. Like I was done with my athletic season, and then I got bored and I had nothing to do. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna play rugby just to keep myself busy. And I played the right wing.
And then also, you got chosen for the province team.
Eh? Yeah, in 2016, and then I had to. That was the year I had to make the big decision between rugby and athletics, and I chose athletics, and everything has been going smooth sailing so far.
Definitely, I mean, you're a champion now. Eh? So, when say this patient's in the hospital who's at that point of giving up, what words of encouragement do you have for them?
I'm not really a word of encouraging person, but I would say hang in there, man. Don't give up.
Yeah.
There's people that doesn't have the opportunity that they have, man, you see.
Definitely.
I look at the people in the hospital, and I look at the people on the streets, and then you get those unprivileged people like I look at the people like in my class, for example. They'll be like, they'll be angry for their parents because the parents didn't perhaps get them the phone that they wanted and stuff like that. And I'm like, look what you're going on about. There's children on the street that would die to have the stuff that you have, like a shelter over their head and food to eat. Yeah, so I would tell them, just don't give up, hang in there.
Definitely. And is there anything else you'd like to say?
Nah, that's it.
Like anything when you're running again or something like that?
Oh, I'll be running. I'll only be competing next year, February, at my inter-schools.
Oh, so thank you so much for your time. We wish you nothing but the best for the future.
Thank you very much, and you're welcome.
So, Cape Town, let us know what your thoughts are on the interview. You can do so on social media, at Facebook, RX Radio SA, Instagram at RX Radio SA, and on Twitter at RX Radio SA. Now, let's get back to some music.